This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Nan Cohen Total Talk. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. But today, divorce reality expert, and that's where we begin. And let's say good morning to your host, Nan Cohen. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
How was the open? Did you enjoy?
It was nice.
Yeah?
I need more of that Oakmont Bakery stuff, though.
I'll be heading there later today.
I bet.
Yeah. We got Donna's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Yeah, and then we have Mel's is on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some stuff. Yeah. You know, it's just the weekend.
They got a cupcake or two waiting for you, I'm sure.
I think it's time for the Oakmonter with what we got for the weekend. What do you think?
Big
Oakmonter.
Sounds good to me.
So I'm gonna chill out for the rest of the summer. I'm taking off. I'm gonna enjoy my summer now. But I'll be back after Labor Day. But before we go, I said, you know, we had some really engaging discussions with the listeners in regards to divorce, and we just went all around the world. And I called Carl and I said, we got to do a really good show because there are some good things that come out of a divorce. And like Rob's looking at me like, really? You had that look at me there,
it's the first time I haven't had a talk since 4 o'clock this morning, so I'm just kind of relaxing a little bit.
Okay, go ahead. You can relax. And I thought I gotta bring up some good stuff because I've had those experiences over the years. So I said, Carla, let's do this thing so we can sail out for summer, which just started. Yeah, look at that beautiful sun coming up today. Let's do that before we set sail. So welcome, Carla.
Thank you.
It's Carla Donnelly. She's from Petragallo. Somebody told me last time, I don't say where you're from enough. So I have to forward your information all the time.
That wasn't me that said that.
No. So I just wanted to get you're from the law firm Petragallo. And there's a whole bunch of names that follow, but Carla always tells me I can stop after Petragallo.
Yes, Petragallo, Gordon, Alfano, Bosick, and Responde.
Right. And I usually would have a card with that, but you said I could stop, so I'm good. So I wanted to just touch base with some good stuff that happens. Divorce, you know, everybody's like, ugh. Well, over my span of working in divorce, I've had some really good things happen from the people divorcing, the couples divorcing, and their children. So I wanted to let's pull it and let's talk about it. Over the years, we've had some pretty trying times together, but we can sit back and say, yeah, we did good here on certain things. So let's kick it off with divorce doesn't have to be this, you know, the vitriol, the fighting, that all that goes on with all of that all the time. It can be worked out. I wanted to take some of the things that people fear the most, like going to court, right? Boo, let's scare them and think they're going to court. Sometimes they don't have to go to court. So I wanted to step back, and I wanted to also talk about some different things that you do, aside from just the standard litigating of a divorce, but you get into some other areas of divorce. So I wanted to bring that up as well, because there are options, and I do say that there's different ways to divorce, and people have different reasons for divorcing. It's not always, I hate you. And so let's start the journey through some of the positive things that can come out of divorce. It's your mic, Carla.
So one of the positive things is that people settle their cases. In fact, most people settle their cases. And yes, we do end up in the courtroom some times, but that's more of the exception than the rule. And, you know, I mediate cases, and I recently mediated a case where the parties were so nice to each other that I had to pull one of them out of the room and say, take the money. Because they were basically, no, that's too much. And this person was going to need it. And I said, let's walk. Let's go for a little walk. Let's go out in the other room and say, you got to take the money. You're going to need it. They're offering it. Take it.
And those things do happen.
Absolutely, they happen.
And I've had that go one step further because I had somebody once say, oh, they'll never have to worry. I'll always take care of that. And you're standing there and you're like trying to process that. But that does happen.
It absolutely happens. And when people say that, I believe it. It because when they say it at a time that they don't have to say it. And they don't even say it to the other person. And so there are people who have benevolence towards each other. There are people who recognize, actually, in the case I was just talking about, they didn't have children. But there are people who recognize, well, this is the mother, this is the father of my children. And there's love there. There just is a desire to not be married. Believe me, there are plenty of cases where there's no love. But there are cases where people divorce and they still love each other.
And when that happens, you know, you're standing there, you're saying, well, wait a minute, why are we divorcing? And there's really legitimate reasons that don't come from the things that you would think. After all these years, people say, do the people truly grow apart? Yeah, they do. You know, who writes that book for you? I tell people all the time, nobody gives you that play-by-play. This happens in the first year, and this happens in the second year, and 5 years comes, 6 years. It's not always those milestones you get to when you're in a marriage. It takes those, how do you get to those milestones that sometimes people check out with.
There's no what to expect, right? When you're expecting there, book for marriage.
Maybe that's what we'll do on the podcast, Carla. Maybe that's what's coming up. But when you look at it, it's how could you expect a marriage that's 22 years withstanding to be the same as when you said I do? And there's nobody there to tap you on the shoulder and say, here's what's going on. People ask me, where do I see the biggest areas that happen with divorce? People grow apart.
Well, and
You get married, some have families that go on, those families, the children are there, the children leave. Your whole lives were put into the glue that kept that marriage together were the children.
Well, right. I mean, my parents got divorced when I was a freshman in college. So, you know, and I'm the youngest, so they stayed together till I left. But, you know, people also can grow together. So everybody grows. And the question is, what direction?
And there's just, you know, everybody says to me, well, is there a perfect marriage? No, it's work. And when I started, and I will always credit Judge Larry Kaplan. He always said to me, Nan, marriage is the hardest job you're ever going to have, and people don't stop to realize that.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. I know he wants to do one over there. We're going to pick up because you know how much I love Judge Larry Kaplan. So let's take a break. We'll be right back with Carla Donnelly and Nan Cohen.
Stay tuned.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with Carla Donnelly and, of course, Nan Cohen, divorce reality expert, your host. So, once again, here's Nan.
We had to take a little cookie break over there.
Yes.
It was a cookie break. I'll bring her on a little bit. You know, we went to break talking about Larry Kaplan, and I learned so much. Were you here when Larry was?
No.
Yeah. He was just amazing. And when he gave me that line, marriage is the hardest job you're going to ever have, and you're going to see so many people that just don't want to work. And I valued that, and I've carried it all these years. But the truth is, how do you do the work when you don't know you need to do the work? So you know, when I was looking at what I do with clients, in a weird stream of events, I ended up stepping into the marriage coaching as well. And I always say to you, Carly, you know, when you get to talk to somebody and they're just about getting divorced, I always say, give me that one little piece that maybe we could pull this back together. Inevitably, divorce is going to happen. You just, statistically, yes, it shows. But you do catch them every now and then where you can pull it back together. And you know, I look at it, I used to say marriage was disposable to some people, mm-hmm. right? You get that one little tug of something you can grasp with that couple, it's worth working for. Because the other thing that Larry Kaplan always said to me, grass isn't greener on the other side. And he was so spot on when he would go through these stories, and he would take me into the courtroom, and he'd sit me in there, and he'd say, afterwards was the best time, you know, leaving the courtroom and walking back to his office and sitting there, and he'd say to me, isn't this ridiculous? Isn't this just, you know, and he had a longstanding marriage. It's just, why? He just didn't like it. And his love for keeping the children intact with all the work that he put forth with that was really great. But that was the journey. And those are the lessons that I carry all these years later, right? And it just doesn't have to be. We have nesting, you know, and I talked to you about the nesting thing. The statistics aren't really good with nesting, but when you find them that they make the children the priority, actually they really work better together through that divorce. I'll tell you about that in another segment, but those are the things that we really put forward and navigating the uncharted territories that, hey, did you know it was, you know, your marriage the same as it was when you said I do till now?
No, and that's what I tell people who are signing prenups. Because
there you go.
People come in and often driven by their parents to sign a prenup because the parents are giving them money or have money set aside for them and they want to protect it. And, you know, we give them choices and how the prenup's going to look. And sometimes I like to do it where if you put it in joint names, it's marital. And if you don't, it's not. And they say, well, I'm always going to want to put the money in joint names. And I said, well, maybe, but, you know, it's possible that you're in right now the most in love that you're ever going to be with this person, because that euphoria leading up to the wedding and the, you know, the early years of the marriage, very exciting. But, you know, but marriage is a long haul. It's a marathon. And so are you always going to feel that way? Would you rather have the choices if things aren't going well? How would you feel about this person if they cheated on you or if they ignored you? You know, or if they start belittling you. So, you know, you have to sort of storyboard for them, you know, what kind of marriage is this going to be? And the bottom line is you don't know.
Well, but Carla, it's going to be perfect. What could be? We've lived together. We know what it's like. We know what we're capable of. We know where our hot spots are. I don't need it.
Then who are these other people who get divorced?
Right. And I agree. And another thing that Larry Kaplan had said to me was, when we're talking prenups, you have to have enough respect and trust for the other person. Because the prenup's just a piece of paper, right? What's on it's important.
Absolutely. And that trust plays a role in custody cases too. Because it's to me, it's at the heart of custody cases. If you could get two people to trust each other, you could get people to resolve their custody case.
Right. And with that being said, the trust is, you're trusting that person with what's on that paperwork. You now know your full disclosure on those prenups. I had a case that I was involved, wasn't in the city, but they had a prenup and their deal was to reevaluate it after the 5-year mark. And then it became a postnup. And they both worked on the prenup and then they adjusted their things in the postnup. And it's very interesting because the route of those 5 years took them, and not just a financial piece, but the growth and development. One was working, now one wasn't. You know what I mean? Things change. Children came, you know, you think about it when you don't have children, you don't, you know, okay, well, our lives are going to change. But do you know the depth of the change? Do you know what it looks like financially? And so I thought that was always a good one that I pull up. They're still together and they've got three kids now. Life was good, but they worked together. They went in with the prenup, flipped it to a postnup, and they'll probably tune it up again as the children age, you know, after that college period.
Well, their ability to have those conversations only make the marriage stronger. When people come to me and they want a prenup and there's some hard conversations to be had and they say, well, could you call their attorney and ask them? I said, I can, but if you can't have these difficult conversations now, it doesn't get any easier when you're married.
And that's, in my opinion, that's where you start to see the slide, because where are you going to go? Who else do you have to be open and honest with about this? And, you know, jobs change and job loss, job gain, children's, you know.
People get sick.
I mean, just I could give you a ton of examples, but I'm going to hold it there because of my weekend. But those things change and you have to change with them. Not ignoring it isn't making it go away.
Right.
So you've got to address it. And we say that. It's funny. We're talking about that. We've got Alyssa over there. She's getting married. She must be.
I know. We're trying not to depress her.
She picked the wrong show to go look at Raw. Now, he heard that one. Yeah. It's all about the education. And that was the other piece. He really had an impact on me, don't you think? He
yes.
took me as such a, you know, that was the greatest college career of my life, you know? You just don't. I look back now and I apply him all the time in different scenarios, but spot on. And educated, I always say people, if you're going to get divorced, get yourself educated. You're going to get married, get yourself educated. Get it where you need to get. It's out there for you. Don't think, I'm not going to bring this up now. Bring it up. Work it out.
Yeah, you kick the can down the road, it only gets worse.
Right. And we talk about the children, right? The children are affected. I mean, they just are, because lives change. We talk about nesting, and I had this case where they kept the family home, and each parent went in and out for their time. And I'm going to be honest, there was so much hatred between the two of them. But I think the walk to the front door to their home, they would go and reprocess everything. And it was the best thing ever. Those kids never knew that these two were so against each other in everything. But they held that glue for those children. And, you know, should we explain what nesting is?
Yeah. I mean, I full disclosure, I'm not a huge fan of nesting.
Right.
Although I have found a few people here and there who it works for. But nesting is where the parents take turns living outside the house, but the kids stay in the house. And the problem is, if you don't get along, nesting isn't helping. Like, one person's a slob, one person's neat, you know, or one person brings a girlfriend or a boyfriend into the house. And so, you know, you have to have rules and you have to have respect. And a lot of times we just don't see that. And we see a lot of people doing some pretty mean things with nesting.
And that's where I got the respect in this couple. They respected each other enough to know they had to do the right thing for
the children. And respected their children.
Correct. There you have it. All right, divorce reality expert, that's me. That's the title that I carry. You can always reach me at 412-996-3346 and go hop on that website of mine, divorcerealityexpert.com. Carla, they can find you at?
Petrogallo, 412-263-2962. My email is my initial csd@petrogallo.com.
There you go. We'll
all
be right back.
Let's get a quick break in here. We'll come back. Paul's here with the news at 7:30 next hour. Michael Diolis, Brian Karanch, Secure Money Advisors on the Money. 9 o'clock, it's the Inside Connection, MediConnect. And then at 10 o'clock, the guys from True Value hammering down all of those home improvement projects. Coming up at 11, Christine Zapf is here. We've got a tour of the week. We've got a cruise of the week. AAA Central is talking travel. And then it's Carlos McClintock. It's all about storm recovery when it comes to your trees, your outdoor living space, with Greater Pitt Tree Service. But Paul Rasmussen, 3 minutes away. News, bottom of the hour, KDK.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Nanco and Total Talk.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Carly Donnelly is here, Nan Cohen, divorce reality expert. How did you become a divorce reality expert? I think we should talk about that before we get back to Carla Donnelly. You wear many hats, but how did the whole divorce thing start for you?
Got a divorce.
That usually makes you think.
It got a divorce, and you know, things that you're so naive about, I remember thinking, okay, well, we need a divorce. What do you do with that? And then I ended up in court way too many times. I thought that was the norm. But when you're getting divorced and you got one that's, he was already divorced once. So he had his experience where I didn't. But the fight, I was the person that always wanted justice. I wanted to get to the court. I wanted the judge. And, you know, I did get to the judge a couple times. So you know that's how ugly the case was. But, you know, in knowing it and working with judges over these years, do I know now, you know, what I've done things different? Oh, you know, hell yeah, for sure. But you're not going to be righted. People don't understand that. And it's hard because I went through that process and I actually spoke to the judge when you should never, ever, Carla, is the golden rule, right? I mean, I was told, sit down, be quiet, and I'll do the talking. And I had lost it one day in the courtroom because I've got this attorney, opposing counsel, he's terrorizing this, making this story up that wasn't true. I've got mine trying to defend me, and she's fabulous. I mean, you know, she's doing what she's supposed to be doing. But I'm like, no, you need to hear from me. I'm the one. And I broke out. And I'll never forget the judge saying, okay, you know, and said my name. And so you spoke up. What are you going to tell me? And I was like, oh, what am I going to tell you? And I did tell her. And it ended up that the judge actually appreciated my one statement. And I tell people all the time, my statement was, you don't have to worry about me saying anything negative. I will never encourage, this was my statement, I said, I'll never encourage or discourage him from our daughter, because he'll take care of that all on himself. I don't need to do that. And lo and behold, that's, you know, I don't know if she expected that to come from me, but that was my statement. And I didn't have to, I wasn't going to do it. He was going to show his true colors and move that piece forward. But what did it matter? The fight was over because nobody wins there. Right. And so in hindsight, when you look back, I tell people, why would you want a judge to make a decision for you? They know you all about 30 hot seconds, you know, maybe a half a day trial, maybe a 2 day trial for what you've put in. They're only getting these highlighted pictures.
Right. No. And through the lens of what's admissible in court.
Correct. Correct.
And some of the things that you really want to say and really want to get in, you can't get in. And, you know, I think that, you know, there was a judge I used to practice in front of in Atlanta, Georgia, who used to tell, we used to have everybody who had court that day show up in his courtroom, and then he would take cases one at a time, and he would say, I can decide your custody case, but I'm going to spend more time deciding what flavor of chicken wings I'm going to get at Publix tonight than I am deciding where your kids are going to live.
There you go. There you go. There you have it. And so you fight, you keep this fight up because all you can see is a win. You've got to get to the win. Who wins in a divorce? It's you could divorce happily, but it's still a segment of your life that ended in the way it wasn't supposed to be. Great that you can move forward, and you're all the better for it. And your children, if there's children, I mean, those things are all good, but the people that it's not like any other court. And you tell people that you're not going into this court like any other court. You're not going to come out winning. And when you say to people, you know, truly, people would be surprised when you gave the statistic of how many cases settle beforehand. I want your client to have control of what's going on. I don't want to give it to somebody. Yeah. The judge doesn't want to do that.
And we usually end up in the same place. We can do it the hard way or we can do it the easy way.
Or I'm going to just say it for all you listeners out there. You can do it the expensive way. Keep it up. Keep the battle up.
Well, the hard way is the expensive way.
Yeah. It's the dollars because you're going to keep trying for that win. You're not going to win because every time you win, you've lost something and they don't get that. So that's kind of where you're at. And I love this, you know, since we're talking in positive, you and I just happened to stumble upon something on a social media post. Somebody was looking for this attorney. They had a request. They need a shark. They want
a shark.
You know, come on, give me who you got. I need this.
And I think they said vicious.
They're perfect word, right? You need an attorney who's vicious. I would love to have sit down. Give me the whole table of the judges. What do you think of that one? Why would you even have to go there? What did you do to get to that point? Yeah, listen, attorneys wear hats. How many times have you heard me say this? I see those horns that can come out of your head when you need to become the devil, right?
Right, but you can't be in that mode all the time.
No. Don't you get more with honey than you do vinegar?
Absolutely. I mean, when I can settle a case, I can mediate a case, I can, you know, be however I need to be to get it done. And if I have to be vicious, then I do what I have to do, you know, in the courtroom. You know, I have to be tough. I've cross-examined people pretty, you know, but I do it with a smile.
Yes, you do. And I see it all the time because, you know, and sometimes I think to myself walking into a depot, you know, it's an easy position. Just be open and honest, answer the questions. Yeah. You're going to start to defend yourself. Sure. They always do, right? When something pushes them in that direction. But I always think to myself as you're walking in, why are we here doing this? You know, don't you know all those answers? There are cases where we find some stuff that wasn't disclosed. Yeah.
Usually in business valuations is where we have to do the depositions if somebody's not otherwise providing that information. Because sometimes, you know, there is an art and a science to valuing a business. And sometimes we do need to interview and we try to do it informally, but often we have to do it formally.
And we're talking about, that's usually where you catch people. Mel always used to laugh. I would say, well, you know, what have you discovered in discovery? And I always used to say planes, trains, automobiles. And Mel always got a kick out of this one because we have discovered other children.
Oh, yes.
Other relationships that people, you know, now you're crossing.
Other houses.
Yeah, houses, boats, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles. And then Nan always put the extras on because that's what a career does for you. Yeah.
But those are the rare cases. And in most cases, people are trying to be forthcoming. People are trying to provide the information. And, you know, we're just trying to figure out, you know, what we have so that we can divide it.
And that's where I say, you know, the biggest snapshot is, you know, what am I going to get? Well, you're not going to get something that wasn't into your marriage, right? You can't get your marital estate. You both know what's encompassed in your marital estate. It's how you're going to separate it.
Well, right. I mean, there are people who say, where did all the money go? I'm like, well, let's see. You make collectively $200,000 a year, and it looks like you guys spend about $30,000 a month, and you're looking for the pot of gold, and you spent it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we get into those things.
And you have debt.
It's not always what you're going to get. That comes along with it. But those are the things that I say, let's back this out. Let's work this out before we get into this nasty arena. And the people that do divorce easy, and I say easy because, yeah, you still have to have an attorney. I'm not going to tell anybody out there to go get online and go get yourself a couple forms and sign them. No.
Right.
No.
But we spend very little time on the easy ones. Because they don't need it.
Correct.
You know, and
correct.
So, you know, most of the cases I do are very small, and I spend most of my time on the big ones.
Right. Well, I think you can hear through us. I mean, I'm passionate about this. It's, you know, I'm Mel drove this with the children, because the children are the ones that suffer the most in those marriages. And when you can take it and make it positive and have them be the priority, that's where I said, that's where you're going to have that good divorce. So,
yeah, I mean, as a child of divorce myself, I'm passionate about that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We've got another segment coming up. Isn't this a nice, pleasant talk today, Rob?
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, it's because take the education from us. So, all right, we'll be back.
All right, stay with us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, one more segment, Nan and Carla. Let's get right back to it. Divorce reality expert, Nan.
And, you know, people look at decisions. I wanted to pick up where we left off. People look at, decisions, you know, because somebody won, they relax a little bit. And then the other side kicks it up a couple notches. Who wins? Who wins in a custody case? Listen, there's reasons that children are in certain situations if there's drugs or alcohol or, you know, addiction type things that, you know, one parent isn't just up to being the parent right now. I mean, that's what you need the courts for, right? But this stuff where, you know, you're fighting over the visitation and, you know, he doesn't show up and she doesn't show up and I don't show up and this doesn't show up. It's weird. I think to myself now after all these years, what are you doing? Your kids want both of you to show up. Work it out. I will never forget the time that this was a sad, sad case where it was a basketball player, kid for Fox Chapel, you know, my home area over there, right? The kid it was his star game, the last game of the season. The parents had protection from abuse orders, right? Totally polar opposites where they had to be, you know, vicinity wise. This little boy played his game and I was there observing. I was there, and this child spent his whole time on that court looking to find where the mother was, to see if the mother was watching, looking for the father, who where was Nana, where was Grandpa. You know, it was just an awful experience, and the kid carried that weight. Why would you do that to your child in that atmosphere? This is this time to shine, and you had to have all this from what? And I will tell you later down the road that protection from abuse that was there, it was a game. It was fake. It was not real. It was a tactical move, is what they thought.
Absolutely.
And you did that to your child, and that parent. Now I'm going to tell you. Let's go fast forward to today. Those parents do get along, and they have celebrated. They get along for the children. Let me put the clarifier on there. They've celebrated engagements and weddings and grandchildren. Okay, because they can do it now. And I don't know what their everyday life was looking back with, you know, do you live with regret with those situations? I don't know. But it wasn't good.
Well, and those bad PFAs hurt all the good PFAs.
100%.
Because there were so many people who really are abused.
Do need them.
And then
Correct.
You have the bad PFAs diluting the good ones.
Right. So why would you do that? You gotta win. You're going to show that person what you can do. It was awful.
Well, yeah, and you have people in the house telling me, well, they're trying to taunt me into a PFA. Like they're trying to agitate me so that I do something so that there's a PFA. And you can just feel it. And you just, all of a sudden, there is one. And you know it's a bad one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because it's all about, it's all a game.
And I always say to parents, you know, your children's brains, their minds, they're recorders. Again, I'm going to give you one more from Larry. Children will forgive, but they never forget. And that I found to be so true. Yeah, the children from that marriage, they see their parents, you know, getting along to make it work now. And they do forgive, but they're never going to forget that. And my hope is that those children will work as harder, if not harder, to not let those things happen, because now one of them is a parent. And you look for that, but it didn't have to be. And talk to us. That's the biggest thing. You know, we say, what's the number one reason, you know, marriages fail in the U.S. today? Oh, it's cheating. It's this.
Nope.
It's communication. And so how do you get the tool? In the fall, we're going to have Dr. Duffy will be back with us. I told him he's got to make more regular appearances. He doesn't like the 7 a.m. time. He likes the p.m. time. It works better for him. But and that's not because of his client base. It's just him personally. Gotta love John. But I said to him, I said to him, you need to be here because there are reasons why Carl and I could do a whole show, but you've got to have input. I will tell everybody that the last time we had a great lineup for heading into late winter and spring, from Kim Eaton to Tim Grealish to John Duffy.
Yeah, that was all-star.
The great lineup. And they'll all be back with us in the fall. And we had Bob Crescent.
Bob's just,
he hasn't even tipped the iceberg with what he does. So we do have it. But Rob, you got to listen to this. I talked to Carla after the last show that John was on. Do you remember what she said to me? What did you gain from that show?
Oh, when he said...
Listen to this, Rob, listen.
That people believe their beliefs are what serves them. And God, you pop that nugget into any situation. It's so true.
So I always say, and I think I've gotten where I've gotten because I've been a sponge. I'm not that smart. I've been a sponge. I always absorb what people put in front of me and I learn from it. And you were definitely impacted by a host of things that came through with John. Because she said to me, she goes, I really learned something. I'm really applying. And that's when you get it the best. It just comes right to you.
Yeah. And I feel like, so we have four summer associates in our office. They all sit in the office right next to me. And one of the things I try to convey to them is I'm still learning. You know, I learn from my clients. I learn from the other attorneys. You know, when you stop learning, you're in big trouble. And I always learn from John Duffy.
Well, I learn every day. I try to learn something from some conversation somewhere. And it's not necessarily always about my job, but it is, you have to grow with it. You can't always fight it. You don't like it, learn why you don't like it. Learn how you can change it. And the key is always to everything. And I can go back to Steve Lowell down at KQV. And I was the stupid one in the beginning. You know, I sat with Rob and Fred Hansberger and John Cigna and these people, and I didn't know about radio, but you learn, you figure it out. You have to apply, take what's in front of you and learn. Divorce doesn't have to be.
Well, and you owe it to your clients to always be learning, to always be trying to be a better attorney.
Right. And always remember, you owe it to yourself to be educated, because we want to handle your stuff for you, but we don't have to go down the path. Listen to us. We do have the advice. Listen, I always tell you, hop on my website. We've got big things coming for me. Carl's going to be part of the journey. John Duffy's part of the journey. My whole team. Listen, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. So I'm pumped up. That's what I'm going to take the summer off, enjoy myself for the sun and fun. Look at Robbie over there. Yeah,
must
that's what I'm
nice.
Going to do. DivorceRealityExpert.com. Pick up that phone, 412-996-3346. If you're just, you need help, just reach out and communicate. Carla, they can find you at?
I'm at Petra Gallo, 412-263-2962.
There you go. Hey, Rob, how good was Cookie?
Oh, so good. Very good.
You didn't hear a peep. She's sitting there in her stroller over there. You don't know anything.
Mm-mm. I've never known a dog to be that good.
Yeah. But you need one of those. It is someday.
I have a 22-year-old daughter who is very needy, so I got to take care of her first.
You do that, Robbie. I just want to say thanks, because you know what? You're part of my learning process, too. You couldn't be any better at being who you are, because we can go back through the journey, and I learned a lot from you over the years.
Okay, you're out of time.
I'm done.
Okay.
Have fun. Enjoy the summer, everybody.
So what are you going to do? Where's the first vacation? Where's the sand between the toes? When's that going to happen?
Watch the socials. You'll find out.
Okay. Carla, good seeing you. Happy summer to you and your family, and of course, your family, Nan.
Thank you.
And you got a large family, too. A lot of friends.
There you go.
Absolutely. And belated happy birthday, of course, in case I missed it, to Donna, but always thinking about Mel.
Yeah.
Would have been number 70
for him. Yep.
He was the best. All right, listen, we got to get to the news with Paul Rasmussen, and then we're coming back, and it's Secure Money Advisors on the Money today, Brian Caranta and Michael Diolis. 9 o'clock, the Inside Connection with MediConnect. 10 o'clock, Eyes from True Value. 11 o'clock, Christine Zapp is here, AAA Central's Talking Travel. And then Carlos McClintock, one of our favorites, talking about storm recovery when it comes to your trees, Greater Pitt Tree Service. We just roll on your Pratt Pack at KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Nan Cohen Total Talk. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.